Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So glad that you're with me today. Happy that you're taking the time to study the Word of God. I delight in the fact that God will teach you through His Holy Spirit according to the things that you need to know in your walk with Christ. And I just pray this helps you in some way to know the Word of God and to allow the Lord to speak to you by His Holy Spirit. That's the reason that we pray at the beginning of each of these studies. I ask you to join me in prayer, if you will. Heavenly Father, we do take great delight and joy in the fact that you want to be involved in this study with us. Lord, you want us to know you. You want us to know about your Son, Jesus, and you want us to know your ways. Lord, you've empowered us to be able to hear, to study these things, to read them. And so I'm just so grateful today that you want to join us. And we ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to your truth. We ask you to open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears to receive from you that which you'd have us to know and to live out today. We bless you and we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Complete in Jesus, and it's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. As Paul the Apostle shared with the Colossian church members concerning Jesus Christ, he told them that in Jesus was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, everything that was, is, and will be God was in Christ, and there was no part of deity that did not lie within him. This refuted the argument of the heretical Gnostics who promoted the idea that Jesus was not deity. And it began to bring a defense against the false teaching Judaizers who thought that works were necessary along with the faith for salvation. In chapter 2 and verse 10 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote about being complete in Jesus, where we read, "And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." The verse begins, "And you are complete in him." As an addition to Jesus being all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Paul employs the word "and," which shows supplemental information as he continues, "You are complete," which means to make full, to fill up, that is to fill to the full, to cause to abound, to furnish, render full, or supply liberally in him, which refers to Jesus Christ. There is nothing more that can or needs to be added. And those who have placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ have nothing they can do to make Jesus more complete than he is. The verse continues, "which is the head of all principality and power." As a reference to Jesus' position and place, Paul says Jesus is the head or supreme, chief, prominent, and master of all principality, which are the first place, principality, rule, and majesty of men, angels, and demons, and power, which refers to choice, liberty of doing as one pleases, both mentally and physically, whether in government or personal affairs. Jesus rules over every principality and power that previously existed and lives today, and no one but Jesus could be more complete as a deity than the one he holds that has that position. And when we take the time to think about who Jesus is and our relationship with him, we must be inclined to fall on our knees to worship him. He's over everything, and yet he still desires to be with us personally. We have all we need when we have Jesus as our Savior and Lord. And when we submit ourselves to him as he desires that we do, we have nothing more to add. Jesus rules over every power that has ever been, is, and will be. And whether those are unseen principalities such as angels and demons, or they are visible ones such as heads of households, government leaders, or kings, there is no one who is greater than Jesus. As we ponder these things, let us bow our heads, bend our knees, and declare Jesus Christ to be the King of kings and Lord of lords to the glory of God the Father. Next time, Paul continues to address the heresy of the Judaizers as he shares concerning circumcision. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.